Memorial Day weekend already underway. And John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And John, you have a trivia question.
I do. Who do you know that it was a very famous musician, now deceased, that's from Hoboken, New Jersey? And why do we care in this, our listening area, about anything in Hoboken?
Well, I'm thinking it could be Sinatra, but I really don't know what we want about Hoboken.
That's right. Old Blue Eyes was from Hoboken, New Jersey. Well, why do we care? Well, this is interesting. Of course, Hoboken is right across the Hudson River from New York City, but Toll Brothers, which is one of the largest publicly traded home builders in the country, reported earlier this week, very, very strong numbers. And, of course, I want to talk about this just a minute because the housing sector drives a lot of our economy here in our listing area, plus the housing sector and what happened to housing was ground zero, so to speak, for the crash that we're still living through that happened in 2008. Toll Brothers says that their quarterly orders are up 47% year over year. They beat the expectations of Wall Street substantially. They made 10 cents a share, had a loss of 12 cents a share in the same quarter of last year. Wall Street was expecting 3 cents a share. What's interesting is what happened in Hoboken. They use that as an example. They've built a new apartment high-rise there that's on the Hudson with views of Manhattan. They give an example of a couple that was there looking at a couple of condos, and they narrowed it down to two, decided to go think about it over lunch. When they came back, both of them had been sold. Both of the homes had been sold. And they said that's happening not just in Hoboken, but around the country with the units that they're building. They point out several things that, quote, the improving real estate market is enabling buyers to sell starter houses and move up to larger properties. That's good news for both people that are looking for starter houses as well as selling that. They also say that the record low interest rates are driving the demand, and also that, of course, the rental rates for apartments are going up substantially, and the vacancy rate at apartments around the United States is the lowest it's been in about 20 years, so it's driving people back in the housing market. So that's certainly good news, and so maybe we do care sometimes what happens in distant places like Hoboken. Closer to home, Car-Mart, headquartered in Bentonville, reporting very, very strong numbers. Car-Mart, of course, is one of those buy-here, pay-here used car places. They have many locations. They opened 9 new stores recently. Also, the average price of the cars they're selling is up about 3.4%. Their stock, by the way, reflecting their success, stock is up 15% so far in 2012. They continue to do quite well. The FDIC says that banks are also doing better. The FDIC issued a report on 7,307 banks and thrifts, and they say that they reported the highest quarterly profit since mid-2007. So that's certainly something we can look forward to. And lastly, something near and dear to my heart, Twinkies. You're probably aware of the fact that they're made by Hostess. Hostess is in bankruptcy. It's an iconic brand. They make, of course, more than Twinkies. The iconic, if you think about the balloons, the red, white, blue balloons, that's been their logo for many years. They're in
Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread.
Yeah, Wonder Bread. And they're trying to sell. They're in bankruptcy. They're trying to avoid liquidation. One of the companies that are reportedly is interested in buying some of their brands, Flowers Foods, and you may remember them because they used to have a facility in downtown Fort Smith. They bought Shipley Baking, operated for a number of years, and unfortunately closed it. But Flowers reported earnings yesterday. They beat this Wall Street's expectations, but they say that they're looking at double-digit increases in flour cost and single-digit increases in their other ingredients. They would not confirm that they're thinking about maybe buying some of the brands from Hostess, but I think we should start a campaign, kind of like we did to keep the 188, and that is we should start a campaign for Flowers to buy the Twinkies brand, reopen the facility in downtown Fort Smith, and let's become the home of the Twinkies.
Claude Legree is here. He thinks that's a darn good idea.
I mean, I tell you, I would buy enough of them to at least make a small dent in what they need to do.
There you go, especially for the weekend, John.
That's right.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good holiday.
You too. Taylor, he's the guy. Stern, Agee, and Leach. 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith is the location to visit him. Or you could call him 782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.